The lawsuit stems from an incident that took place on the Trade Tech campus on October 17th. Sheriff's deputies detained 33 African-American students during the course of an investigation. They also detained one Latino student who was filming the incident and later posted the video on YouTube. The lawsuit seeks unspecified claims, but students like Dominic Rivers want an apology.
But it just made me feel dehumanized, made me feel like I wasn't a civilian, and I was worried about how the message sent to the other students on campus.
They took everything from us that day.
Reverend Darren Symington is another student involved in the incident.
Our humanity, our views amongst our peers, we looked as though we had did something wrong. These are the people that we go to class with. Sometimes we see these people outside of school, and the way they view us now is that we did something wrong.
The Los Angeles Community College District conducted its own investigation. A copy of the final report was provided to Annenberg Radio News by the ACLU. The report says, quote, members of the Sheriff's Department unfairly targeted African Americans, unquote. The report also concluded that the deputies had little or no reasonable cause to detain the 33 students that day. Steve Whitmore, a representative from the L.A. County Sheriff's Office, says that the incident had nothing to do with race. He also says that Sheriff Lee Baca has thoroughly reviewed the results of the investigation.
He believes, however, and he has said this publicly, that the tactics that were used were done not as a result of bad intentions, but they were basically done by people that didn't have the expertise. They were not trained to do this type of work.
Whitmore says the Department's Office of Independent Review is finishing its report on the incident.
We look forward to that because early indications are that it's going to be quite illuminating and it's going to shed some light on the subject that perhaps will tell the whole story.
The report is expected this month. In the meantime, Whitmore says the department is changing its rules on operations on campus. Trustees will be notified of ongoing investigations, and all operations will require the approval of the chancellor. David DeSola, Annenberg Radio News.